You're listening to SBS News.
The media in particular, but governments too, say what they want you to hear.
So institutions have got to sort of move the time.
I think they miss the point though.
It's like there's a Royal Commission every day.
Smoke and mirrors about how media presents things.
Let's just be honest, let's just provide the service for the people and that's it.
They're supposed to be the pillars of society upon which we can rely. But when it comes to government, businesses, the media and NGOs, faith among Australians is at an all-time low, according to the Edelman Trust Barometer. None of them is seen as both competent and ethical. Business is viewed as competent and NGOs as ethical, but for government and the media, they're seen as neither competent nor ethical. Edelman Australia Managing Director Scott Thompson has told SBS, trust levels now vary quite dramatically depending on your situation in life.
If you are somebody who's affluent, university educated, earning a good income, your trust levels are substantially higher this year in Australia than if you are, if you're not in that situation in life. We actually separate two audiences, the informed public, the haves, and then the mass population, the have-nots. In Australia, we're seeing the most pronounced gap we've ever seen between trust levels of those groups. 23 points, and that's the biggest that we've seen in any market since the studies began 20 years ago.
It's much wider than the gap shown in surveys in other countries. There is not only a lack of trust, but a heightened level of fear for the future as well, with only one third of families surveyed believing they will be better in 5 years' time. That pessimism exists despite Australia entering its 28th consecutive year of economic growth. 8 out of 10 fear losing their jobs because of the rise of the so-called gig economy and casualisation of the workforce. But the biggest overall concern is the environment. 9 out of 10 say those fears have only been heightened by bushfires, drought, water shortages and global warming. All of this has combined to erode levels of trust. So what can be done to restore it? Scott Thompson says it comes down to the basics of being competent and ethical. There's also a yearning for more unity in society.
People want to see greater and better partnerships between and within institutions. I think Australians are really fed up with the vitriolic rhetoric that we're seeing on some really key issues that they're worried about. Now, we need our governments, we need our businesses, we need NGOs to stop the bickering and really get down to the business of finding solutions to these really concerning problems. And we're not going to see trust restored in the system unless we really solve these problems and stop the infighting.
There's also a call for more leadership. 86% of Australian employees think it's important their chief executives speak out on societal issues, such as job training for the future, diversity, and the ethical use of technology. The Edelman Trust Barometer is the latest survey to highlight a growing lack of faith in institutions. According to an Australian National University study of last year's federal election, public trust in government has plunged to new depths, while dissatisfaction in democracy itself is at its highest level since the 1975 dismissal of the Whitlam government. Richard Edelman is the chief executive of the Edelman Barometer. In a statement, he identified the complexities of trust and how it is earned.
Trust today is granted on two distinct attributes: competence, that's delivering on promises, and ethical behaviour, doing the right thing and working to improve society. It's no longer only a matter of what you do, it's also how you do it.
They're tests of a cynical public mood that should provide a big wake-up call to our political, corporate, and community leaders.